Moncrief on News Talk.
The Chelsea Flower Show opens in May. It's known for its innovative garden designs, but even by those standards, what's coming this year is a bit of a change. Sponsored by the sex toys retailer Love Honey, it's a pleasure garden. James Whiting is the designer. Good afternoon, James.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
When people enter this garden, and you know, this is it's a pun fest, this particular interview, I'm afraid, what will they see?
So this garden is actually a houseplant garden. So we've had houseplant studios at Chelsea for the last 5 years, and it's the newest part of the Chelsea Flower Show. So we're always trying to push the envelope with something a little bit different. But this year we've really pushed it.
Right. And why are houseplants, like most people probably wouldn't think of houseplants and sex. They wouldn't really occur in the same sentence really that often.
Very true, but also houseplants are in our homes and sex happens in our homes, so they're closer than you think.
Right, okay. So are there particular sorts of houseplants that are particularly sexy?
I mean, houseplants are all tropical, so they have really interesting flowers, really interesting leaves, velvety textures. I mean, they're the most sumptuous plants in the world. And obviously, with them being exotic, we've always held them in a very high place. We've brought them into our houses. So they've always been extra special.
Yeah, okay. But that doesn't sound this... Sumptuous isn't the same as sexy, though. are they suggestive of shape or will there be ornamentation in this house that will suggest all these things?
Exactly. There are a lot of suggestive shapes in the plant world. You know, nature itself, you know, it's all these organic forms. And there are some particular houseplants. There's carnivorous plants. There's anthuriums and orchids that have quite suggestive shapes. So they lend themselves to the theme. But, you know, this is an overarching theme and bit of storytelling we're doing. We're telling stories with plants as part of a display.
Yeah. What stories are you telling?
So we're telling a story about love and the goddess Aphrodite and Eros. And that was kind of my starting point. You have to kind of think about what your theme is and then you kind of run with it. And then you realize there's lots of synergy between the materials you're working with and the theme itself.
Yeah. And was your idea that you wanted to design this kind of an area and then you went to Love Honey or did it work the other way around?
So I started with the initial concept of Aphrodite as a character to build the story around. So we were thinking about, you know, who would want to run with that? Is it dating apps or is it, you know, a sex toy company or what, you know, what kind of brands? And we actually approached Love Honey, and the nature of their business means it can be quite difficult for them to show up at events like the Chelsea Flower Show, where actually a huge section of their demographic attend. So they jumped at the chance because it's a great way to get people talking about sex very openly rather than it being this taboo subject that we kind of whisper about or we're embarrassed about.
Yeah. And the Chelsea Flower Show itself, did they balk when you said I'm coming with a sex toys retailer? Did you have to somewhat talk them into it?
Surprisingly, they were really on board. They thought it was a fantastic idea. And, you know, they're trying to secure the future of their organization by attracting younger members, their future members, because, you know, they're a member-run organization. So they have to move with the times and they have to keep up with what people are interested in.
Yeah, okay. And so would there be a lot of old members then in the Chelsea Flower Show?
You know, every demographic attends the Chelsea Flower Show, but at the end of the day, every demographic has sex. So it's just about how it's presented and how we're talking about it and just removing those kind of taboos.
Right, yeah. Well, I suppose some of them, sex might be more of a memory, pleasant memory.
Potentially. Who knows?
And is there, James, is there kind of a line that you can't go past, that you have to be subtle to some degree or another?
Of course, you know. Of course there is. And, you know, I'm approaching this with, you know, a very sympathetic is the wrong word, sorry. I'm approaching it, you know, by keeping the design quite tasteful. We're working, you know, we will have some product on display that is more kind of artistic and not so, you know, graphic and lifelike.
Yes, of course. And have you had any pushback at all? Any tutting?
Not yet. we will see. You know, my displays at Chelsea have always raised some eyebrows because they're a little bit more contemporary and not what people expect. And, you know, some people will, you know, they don't like the new, or they don't like, you know, seeing very traditional things presented in a new way. But on the whole, most people are really open to it, and they like to see the diversity in a show like Chelsea, which has been around for so long. And I think people have an expectation as to what a garden show looks like, but it doesn't always reflect the modern world that we live in.
Yeah, and in the show, will it allude to bodies, human bodies? Will you see references to the act of love itself?
It's a little bit more abstract than that. So we're actually working with four different themes. One of them being like the flirtation of love, one of them being the lust and the union within love, one being devotion, and the story of Aphrodite herself as the god of love, the goddess of love. So it is a little bit more like artistic license, and it's suggestive, but you won't be seeing naked people lying around the garden.
Right, okay. Just so, I mean, I suppose you had visitors who might become overexcited visiting there, and might have to be ejected from the building if they get carried away.
Potentially. I feel like that'll be a feather in my cap if I manage to make that happen.
Oh. Right, okay. Well, let's hope it does, James. Congratulations with that. That was James Whiting there, plant stylist and designer of the Pleasure Garden at the forthcoming Chelsea Flower Show. One texter says, I wonder if Bloom will follow suit and feature a sex garden. Well, we'll just have to see, I suppose. This is awful. I now know that flower nerds are having more sex than me. Well, no, they're thinking about it. Any good-sized cactus in that garden or cacti? Plenty of bushes. I'll get... Oh, stop.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.